This is part 6 of topic 7, and we'll talk about the two final factors and then summarise what has been included in this topic. The 16th item is do not let unusual events or happenings upset or distract you. Correct pre-competition strategies are conservative in nature. They are designed to protect against extraneous events distracting or altering the desired preparatory state of the athlete. Champions learn a number of coping strategies to reduce the likelihood of such occurrences. We've discussed some of those already. Most champions have a general coping procedure for handling unusual situations. Although they are individual in content, they have some common features which constitute a model. The model has three elements. The first is, as soon as a distraction is recognized, return immediately to some physical activity in the pre-competition strategy that requires focused attention. That activity should divert attention from the distraction or off-task event to the important task of preparation. The second is that the activity used to disrupt the distraction should be one that is done well and relatively easy. If that activity yields positive feedback and enhances self-efficacy, then maintaining a focus on the strategy will be facilitated. And the third factor is the activity should be one that can blend in with the prepared strategy. Once it's completed, it should be easy to re-enter the strategy sequence and continue in an uninterrupted manner to completion. Those three elements re-establish self-control in the athlete. Once that is attained, re-entering the exact pre-competition strategy should be possible. Such re-entry activities are relatively brief in terms of time. It implies this for the athlete. It's worthwhile to construct a general coping procedure along the lines described. If something occurs during the pre-competition period that distracts you and you have no immediate strategy for handling it, then the general strategy will allow you to gain control over what you are doing and to get back on track with performing your planned pre-competition strategy. The 17th and final feature is to focus on your preparations and your competition content. Do not be distracted. This characteristic summarizes one of the main themes of this topic. All a champion's resources are applied to performance-specific preparatory and competitive activities. If distractions occur, resources will be diverted from potential use and consumed by coping with or reacting to them. Those are resources that cannot be recaptured and consequently will be lost from competitive potential. At all competitions, there are some distractions that are part of the traditional officialdom of the sport. As long as those required non-task-specific events are minimized, performance can be maximized. Those events should not be confused with extraneous distractions which are irrelevant to preparations, competitive effort, or rituals of the competition organization. For an athlete, the best way to avoid being disrupted by extraneous events in the preparation phase for a competition is to have a detailed plan of the process steps that are required to achieve a perfect execution of a pre-competition strategy. Those plans should totally consume your attention at the contest site so that you will control all things to prepare yourself in the best manner possible. To summarize this topic, the activities pursued in the pre-competition phase of a contest are particularly individual. The importance of this particular phase is equal to that as what happens in a competition. Champions follow a similar model for formulating these activities. Focusing on one's preparations can be facilitated by isolating oneself from potential social distractions and disruptions from other physical events. As the contest start approaches, the focus on performing planned strategies should increase. There's a building of intensity that is manifested as nervousness and tension. Actions should be included to control those energizing properties so they'll be exploited immediately the competition begins. The main skill for developing focus and concentration is performance enhancement imagery. Champions place as much importance on their competition preparations as on the competition performance itself. Without a perfect lead-up, a perfect performance is not possible. This completes talking of the characteristics of pre-competition preparations of champions. In the next part, we'll talk about the illustrated materials that are included in the workbook.